Today's podcast is brought to you by Howie's VIP Studio Visit. The Captain will be back starting the first week of May. To order your tickets before they are all sold out, go to HowieCarShow.com and click on the VIP tab. Enjoy the podcast.
She's the Boston Herald's wittiest wordsmith, the last woman standing at the Whiskey Priest. Once a very legitimate magazine that we definitely didn't make up named her the Michael Jordan of radio. Wait, don't you think we're laying it on a little thick here, Grace?
Just stick to the script.
Oh, okay. Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio, it's the Grace Curley Show.
Hello, New England. Welcome back to the Grace Curley Show. And boy, are we getting right back into it. I hope everyone had a wonderful Easter weekend. I hope you really got some rest in and you feel refreshed because the news doesn't take any days off. And boy, oh boy, the fake news really does not take any days off. I have to start with CBS.
Very fake news.
Very, very fake news. 60 Minutes. First of all, I have to say, and I know I'm going to sound like Howie right now, which is fine because Howie's probably listening. I do not know how they are still on the air. Forget the fact that only old people watch them. But the second part of it is they've had so many situations like this. They are the place to be for fake news. They were fake news before CNN was fake news. They're pioneers in the industry. So let's talk about the big story that came out of 60 Minutes. If you missed this, it's all over social media. Obviously, nobody actually watched the piece. You could just go to 60 Minutes' ratings and figure that out. But people pick it up over time and the video starts circulating. This reporter, Sharon Alfonsi from CBS, was interviewing Ron DeSantis, or, you know, questioning. See, when they're questioning a Republican, they're kind of attacking. They're heckling. They're screaming at them, screeching.
Pouncing, perhaps.
Bleeding at them. Now, when they're questioning a Democrat, like a moral, decent man, for example, I can't think of one off the top of my head, but if you were to think of one, it's a little bit more like... It's a little bit more slobbery, a little bit nicer. But Ron DeSantis does not get that treatment. If you haven't figured it out, they're deciding right now. They're like, who are we going to make the new Trump? Is it DeSantis or is it Tucker Carlson? Now, they would be better off staying focused on Tucker Carlson. And I'll tell you why. The media helped more than anyone. All right. More than any endorsement, more than any voter, more than any supporter. Trump's biggest advantage going into 2016 was the media. They created the buzz around him because they were so thirsty to destroy him that they really exposed their own biases. And we all knew it, but they really, the mask dropped. Now, when it comes to 60 Minutes, though, they're going after Ron DeSantis and all of the media. They've made it so clear they want to hate Ron DeSantis. They want to paint him as the worst governor in the world, which, or in the country, I should say, which is hilarious because we actually have a worse governor in New York. We have Andrew Cuomo. He is there. He is a treasure trove for these journalists. If they decided one day to put on their Bob Woodward caps, they could have a field day with Andrew Cuomo. And if Andrew Cuomo's not cutting it, go to Gavin Newsom. There's tons of material there. But no, they want to stick to the one governor that people actually like. The one governor whose residents think he's doing a good job. The one state where when people leave and go back to their own states, they say, wow, you should see Florida. It's like regular America. It's free America. It's real life again. I went to a wedding this weekend. I cannot tell you how many people had said to me, oh, Florida's awesome right now. You look weird if you have the mask on. Nobody's got the masks on. It's beautiful. Nobody said it like, oh, it's crazy there. It's chaotic. Everyone was like, wow, man, you got to get yourself to Florida. And I'm thinking, I used to go all the time, but I started my new show. I can't be down there as much. But I have to say that they're trying to make DeSantis this evil demon. And what they're probably going to do, fingers crossed, is they'll make him the next president. They're really on a good path with it so far. Now back to the bombshell. Sharon Alfonsi has this bombshell story that she's been working on. She has been working hard, and I got to tell you, it's incredible. It's very fake, but it's very accurate. Okay, and that is the CBS standard. That's 60 Minutes. You know, that is what they like. It's just about as accurate as the Russia hoax or Ted Lieu grabbing a crowbar in the Capitol. And it's as well-researched and honest as the Washington Post bombshell about Trump telling the Georgia official to find the fraud. This is the level we're at. I haven't seen a story this newsworthy out of CBS since the Killian reports. I mean, it is amazing what they will do when they want to. So basically, this woman, Alfonsi, she's conjured up this conspiracy theory, and she's dying to make Ron DeSantis the villain with it. Spoiler alert, he is not the villain. And I want to break down what this theory is. Everyone knows that in Florida, there's a lot of Publixes. Is that the plural of it?
I believe Publi.
Publi. Okay, so we got a lot of Publi around, and people like Publix. I actually, whenever I would go to Florida and work for the week, there was a Publix right across the street from me. They have great sandwiches, great sushi, really, really nice. And they did a lot of the vaccine rollout because, you know, they have a lot of stores around Florida, especially Palm Beach County, and it worked for them. So here's the theory. According to reports, Publix donated $100,000 to Ron DeSantis' campaign. And 60 Minutes takes that as he rewarded them with the exclusive rights to distribute the vaccination in Palm Beach. Now, as Ron DeSantis said to this reporter, that is incorrect. And actually, what's kind of amazing about it is one of the people that is in Florida that works for him, or I shouldn't say that works for him, but a Democrat in Florida came out and said, this is bogus. And that person was the director of the Florida Division of Emergency Management, Jared Moskowitz. He's a Democrat. He completely shut down this narrative a month ago when this first came out. So the Miami Herald originally published, Publix, a big financial supporter of Governor Ron DeSantis, has been getting 70,000 vaccine doses a week shipped to its hub in Lakeland. Data shows it's the state's single largest vaccine supplier. So where are all these shots going? So this guy, Jared, again, they love to, whenever they have a Republican that goes against, you know, that fits their narrative, they love to say, well, he's a Republican. You know, Mueller's a Republican. Don't forget, Jennifer Rubin's a Republican. So I just want to make it clear, Jared Moskowitz is a Republican. I mean, a Democrat. He says, this idea why Publix was picked has been utter nonsense. We reached out to all pharmacies, and they were the only ones who at the time could execute on the mission. The federal government delayed the federal pharmacy program, and we yet again stepped up to serve more seniors. Throughout the course of the next hour, we will be playing you the video that's causing all the controversy. This is the video where Sharon Alfonsi asks Governor DeSantis about this pay-to-play, which it's not. I mean, we knew it wasn't a month ago. They've already disputed that. Or you know what? I'll use one of their talking points. It's been debunked. Okay, Jared? I don't want to hear about it because it's been debunked. The only difference is this actually has been debunked. This is a flat out lie. They brought it to CVS, they brought it to Walgreens, and those people were doing a specific program that they wanted to finish. And then they said, all right, who else? And Publix was the first large chain to raise their hand and say, we can do this. We are ready and we are able. And they went with Publix. And it worked. That's the wackiest part of this whole CBS thing. So what they did was they took Governor Santis's response, where he clearly laid out everything I just said. The exact plan, why they did it, why it worked, why seniors, most seniors in Florida are now vaccinated. And CBS did such a chop job on this cut. And they put out two or three sentences from his explanation. And people saw it and they were like, even for CBS 60 Minutes, this is bad. This is fake news at its peak. And there's another element of this story that really makes me laugh. The element that, because they have to really, really, you know, dig deep to find something to hate on Ron DeSantis for. And so they said, you know, he's vaccinating all these old people. He's prioritizing all these old people. And the logical response would be, yeah, they're the most vulnerable to COVID-19. That's what we've been hearing for years now, is that they are the vulnerable population. No, no. The mainstream media, this is how stupid they think you are. They want you to think that DeSantis is specifically giving it to seniors because they're all millionaires. All those old people he's giving it to, they're rich old people. And guess what? They're white old people. And guess what? They might vote for him in the future. It's all part of his elaborate scheme. If you don't know Florida that well, you might not know this, but if you've ever been, there's a lot of old people in Florida. There's a lot of rich people in Florida. So it kind of makes sense that he's getting the vaccine to all of these old people so that they don't die. I thought that's what we wanted. The level they have to reach here to make this something, and they got caught. And then I think, Jared, what happened, and you can correct me on this, but I believe it was Forbes that put up the full unedited cut, and then they took it down. It's like we are dealing with actual propaganda artists. They're trying to deceive us, and they're bad at it. I just wish they'd be a little less sloppy about the whole thing. Yikes. We're going to get to this. We'll play the full cut. And what we'll do is we'll probably, you know, jump in and out of it. But what are your takes on this? Are you, I mean, I know you're not surprised. If you're surprised about this, I have a bridge I want to sell you. And my co-salesman is Dan Rather. And we're going to give you a great deal on it. But what do you think? What I think about this and what I saw a lot of people say is, and Laura Ingraham actually put this really well. She said the 60 Minutes attempt at a hit piece on Governor Ron DeSantis spoke more to how much they fear him rather than anything else. They are scared of this man, which makes me feel like we all might have our guy in 2024. And if Trump wants to run, more power to him. I'll stick with Trump, but I'm really liking Governor Ron DeSantis right now. When 60 Minutes does this to you, you're on the right side of things. We'll be back on the other side with your calls, 844-500-4242. Some fake news right at the start to kick us off to another great week. We'll be back on the other side. This is the Grace Curley Show.
You can call her late for dinner. Just don't call her Gracie. It's the Grace Curley Show. Follow Grace on Twitter at @G_Curley.
Welcome back to the Grace Curley Show. I mean, you have to laugh at 60 Minutes. I don't think many people take them seriously anymore. I'm sure there's a few old people who watch it and are like, oh, I gotta watch 60 Minutes. But for the most part, they're pretty well known for being fake news. But it's the fact that they put this out there. They edit this video of Ron DeSantis going back and forth with a reporter. They take out all the context of him explaining why this reporter is so full of crap. And the part that scares me is that especially younger people, and I have to say, I've been hearing a lot of younger people who are listening to the program. It makes me very happy. But there's a huge portion of younger people who do not see what we see on conservative Twitter, as Jen Psaki calls it. So they see the video and they go, oh, wow, that's a really crappy thing for Ron DeSantis to do. Pay for play. You know, he's getting donations from Publix. I just talked to somebody you guys are familiar with, Howard Lawrence Carr, and he's got a new piece on, actually, you can get it at gracecurlyshow.com. And this is what he wrote, which is a fun fact that you're not going to hear from Sharon Alfonsi, okay? Too bad 60 Minutes didn't check out the fact that in 2018, Publix did its damnedest to defeat then-Representative Ron DeSantis when he was running in the GOP primary for governor against Adam Putnam. the the Florida Agriculture Commissioner at the time. Publix dumped more than $700,000 into Putnam's campaign against DeSantis, calling him Publix's hometown candidate. He's from Polk County, headquarters of Publix. DeSantis was a huge underdog until he was endorsed by, you guessed it, Donald J. Trump. It's wild to me that this stuff is acceptable. And that brings us actually to our poll question, because I don't know if people know this, but NPR put out a hilarious mea culpa, if you can even call it that. I would say it's a correction, but I think the more accurate term now is an update on the Hunter Biden Russian disinformation story that they refuse to cover. So I sometimes always think like, oh, well, people will these organizations get so much grief from average, normal, well-informed Americans that they might apologize for this egregious lie? And NPR did in their own way. I don't know if CBS will, but that brings us to our poll question. Today's poll question is brought to you by Covfefe Coffee, making coffee great again. From the MAGA Dark Roast to their Drain the Swamp Medium Roast, Covfefe Coffee has it all. To order today, go to doyoucovfefe.com. I actually have the coffee bag up here because I just think it's so cute. It looks like it's all the MAGA colors, and then it has a little Trump hair and the hand motion he does in the cup of coffee. And we actually had it in the office the other day. It's delicious. I love a dark roast. This is a really robust blend, Jared. Would you agree?
Yes, we had the on Friday when they came in, we had the MAGA dark roast, and it was very bold.
And you know
like
what, Jared?
Former president.
I might make us up a pot right now, because we had a nice guest who came in and brought us a dozen donuts.
Yes.
A birthday guest.
I would be on board with that.
Yeah. Okay. So what is the poll question, Jared, and what are the results thus far?
Will CBS issue an apology for deceptive editing?
No.
95% of the audience says no. One CBS intern apparently voted. They say yes.
Yeah, I don't think so. Now I'm holding this up here. This is the transcript of the actual interview, and the parts they kept in. It's like one highlight they kept in of Ron DeSantis. We will play the cut because I want you guys to hear it. But Chip, you're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Chip.
Hi, Grace. Love the show.
Thank you.
You know, where I live in the Florida Panhandle, and we're a fairly rural county, but we get a lot of tourists down here along the coast. And in the southern part of the county, there's four Publix, two CVS, and there's no Walgreens. There's only one Walgreens in the whole county. It's about 25 miles to the north. And across the state, Publix has such a presence. There's something like 60-plus Publix in Palm Beach County alone. They're just a logical choice. They're a good choice. They do things well. It's the only place I can tell you, quite frankly, I would spend more money to go to Publix because they just do things well.
I agree.
And like roll out this vaccine.
And actually, Chip, every time I go to Florida, I know I keep talking about the food, but you can tell a lot about a grocery store based off your experience there. It's always clean. The employees are always nice. And like you said, it's the logical choice. But that's what I'm starting to realize with these Democrats, is that there is no common sense involved. There's no logic. And the extent to which they will go to make their narrative work is really despicable. We'll be back on the other side with more of your calls and the sound from the interview. 844-500-4242. This is the Grace Curley Show.
Live from the Aviva Trattoria Studio.
During much of the 1970s, Marion Carr Knox, Colonel Killian's secretary, flew to New York this afternoon to tell us she believes the documents we obtained are not authentic, but there's yet another confusing twist to the story. She told us she believes what the documents actually say is exactly as we reported.
I'm Dan Rather. This is fake news.
I have to say, some of the stuff that CBS has tried to pull in the past, and here's an example. Leslie Stahl interviewed President Donald Trump, and you remember she couldn't talk about the Hunter Biden scandal because it couldn't be verified. And Trump was, you know, perplexed by that, as I think most people were. Like, well, what's not verified about it? But they weren't sure if it was Russian disinformation. They had no reason to believe it was. But as always, those Democrats, they have a hunch that all roads lead to Putin. And what I find kind of funny is there's been situations before, not just with CBS, but with other networks, where they'll take an interview and they'll splice it up. And I remember it happened with Katie Couric, one of our texters. If you guys want to text in 63566, it's the same as Howie's text line. But one of our texters mentioned this. Katie Couric did an interview, I think, with like NRA people or gun owners or something. And her team spliced it up after and gave them a bad edit. And what they did was they recorded it themselves. So they had the full unedited version. Donald Trump did the same thing with Leslie Stahl in the 60 Minutes interview. And it was a brilliant move because it took away their ability to edit it up. And they still did, but it didn't mean as much once Donald Trump put out the full interview. But trying to, and Jared, do you feel me on this? Trying to cut up something where there was tons of other reporters around. It was like an outdoor, he was at a podium. It was a very public thing. This wasn't one of those 60-minute sit-downs where they have like the one shining light and the two chairs pushed together and their knees are basically touching and it's all kind of movie scene-esque. This was a very run-of-the-mill press conference that they thought people were going to be so dumb that no one was going to say, hey, why don't we listen to the entire clip? It's kind of bold.
It's very bold, yeah.
All right, but enough about that. I think it's time that we actually play you the cut. I could give you my version of it as much as you want, but I think you guys deserve to hear the full thing. Now, Jared, what's the best way for us to do this? All right, so first, I think what we're going to do is we're going to play the 60 Minutes version of this. It's very short, and it's obviously their twist on the actual story, cut 8.
We wanted to ask Governor DeSantis about the deal, but he declined our request for an interview. We caught up with him south of Orlando.
Publix, as you know, donated $100,000 to your campaign, and then you rewarded them with the exclusive rights to distribute the vaccination in Palm Beach.
So first of all, what you're saying is wrong.
How is that not pay to play?
That's a fake narrative. I met with the county mayor, I met with the administrator, I met with all the folks at Palm Beach County, and I said...
Now, hold on right there. I think the best thing for us to do is, you heard that cut where he said that's a fake narrative, right? So stop right there. And then they go down to where he says, I met with the county mayor. There's about 12 to 13 lines here in the script that they skipped over. And right with that, Jared, I want to actually just go to the real cut where he explains. That's the part they cut out, you know? Sometimes you cut things for length. I do that all the time. And there was times where I would ask Howie, like, is it okay if I cut this out? And he would always say to me, as long as it doesn't change the context, you know, if you got to cut out a few ums to make it a little bit more concise, that's okay. But you cannot change the entire context of what they're saying. And that's exactly what they did. So let's play the full version. We'll probably stop here and there. But this is Ron DeSantis, governor of Florida, talking to fake news reporter Sharon Alfonsi of 60 Minutes, cut 13.
So first of all, what you're saying is wrong. That's a fake narrative. So first of all, when we did the first pharmacies that had it were CVS and Walgreens, and they had a long-term care mission. So they were going to the long-term care facilities. They got vaccine in the middle of December. They started going to the long-term care facilities the third week of December to do LTCs. So that was their mission. That was very important, and we trusted them to do that. As we got into January, we wanted to expand the distribution points. So yes, you had the counties, you had some drive-through sites, you had hospitals that were doing a lot, but we wanted to get it into communities more. So we reached out to other retail pharmacies, Publix, Walmart. Obviously, CVS and Walgreens had to finish that mission. And we said, we're gonna use you as soon as you're done with that. For the Publix, they were the first one to raise their hand, say they were ready to go. And you know what? We did it on a trial basis. I had three counties. I actually showed up that weekend and talked to seniors across four different Publix. How was the experience? Is this good? Should you think this is a way to go? And it was 100% positive. So we expanded it, and then folks liked it. And I can tell you, if you look at a place like Palm Beach County, they were kind of struggling at first in terms of the senior numbers. I met with the county mayor. I met with the administrator. I met with all the folks at Palm Beach County. And I said, here's some of the options. We can do more drive-through sites. We can give more to hospitals. We can do the Publix. We can do this. They calculated that 90% of their seniors live within a mile and a half of a Publix. And they said, we think that would be the easiest thing for our residents. So we did that. And what ended up happening was you had 65 Publix in Palm Beach. Palm Beach is one of the biggest counties, one of the most elderly counties. We've done almost 75% of the seniors.
I think that explains it full out. But what I want to add in, which I mentioned in the first part of the show, if you guys missed it, was that the director of the Florida Division of Emergency Management, his name is Jared Moskowitz. He's a Democrat. He had debunked this a month ago because they were already trying to, you know, drum up this narrative that DeSantis was, because he got a donation of $100,000 from Publix, he was giving them exclusive rights. It was fake. It was not true. So this guy, Jared Moskowitz, debunked it in March. Now, he came back yesterday and said this, and he tagged 60 Minutes. He said, I said this before, and I'll say it again. Publix was recommended by the Florida, I believe it's the Florida Department of Public Health and the Florida Division of Emergency Management, as other pharmacies were not ready to start. Period. Full stop. No one from the governor's office suggested Publix. It's just absolute malarkey.
And the cut that we played, that was almost 100 seconds of explanation that they just chopped out of context. 100 seconds.
And I just, for me, it's that they don't care. And I understand why they don't care, you know, because if you do something long enough, and you keep getting away with it. And you might say, oh, well, Grace, you know, we've caught them in this fake news for a long time, but it doesn't really seem to matter. They keep doing it. There's no actual consequences for their fake news. They just keep running. These same people ran with the Russian hoax for 2 years, and they never said, oh, you know, we literally found nothing. You know, there's no connection. All roads apparently don't lead to Putin. They never had to apologize. And being a Democrat means never having to say you're sorry. And that's exactly what these people are. They're Democrats. They're not journalists. I don't think a journalist spends that much time splicing up a video to make it fit her crazy narrative that Governor Ron DeSantis, who, keep in mind, I'll say this again, he's a popular governor. Most people in Florida actually like him. Now, I only can speak for Massachusetts, but most people I talk to, they're not huge fans right now of Charlie Bacon. I'm sorry, Charlie Parker. Charlie Baker. They're not his biggest fans. So to have a governor that during this pandemic kept the economy open, kept the schools open, and still managed to do a pretty damn good job with the vaccines, you'd think that the press would just say, eh, maybe we focus on Newsom. Maybe we focus on Cuomo, you know, getting his brother tested instead of the old people in the nursing homes who, by the way, thousands of them died under Governor Cuomo. But they don't want anything to do with that. It's so much easier for them to go, let's focus on Florida. And they're grasping at straws. There's no story there. Molly Hemingway has a great piece right now in The Federalist. I want to read you guys some of this. 60 Minutes, known best for pushing obviously forged documents weeks prior to the 2004 election in order to harm Republican President George W. Bush, that would be the Rathergate, fake but accurate, took the approach of claiming that Florida's vaccine distribution has been uniquely chaotic and the result of some ill-defined pay-to-play conspiracy theory developed by its reporter, Sharon Alfonsi. Alfonsi focused her reporting, Molly puts that in quotes, for the last month in beautiful Palm Beach, where she half-cooked a conspiracy theory about his vaccination distribution. One part of it, again, I know this is my favorite part, though. One part of it is that DeSantis was only prioritizing vaccination for seniors, not because they are a group far and away the most vulnerable to getting seriously sick, hospitalized, or dying from COVID, but because Florida seniors are more likely to be wealthy and white than the rest of the population, or because they're more likely to vote for him. Another part of the conspiracy theory is that despite all evidence to the contrary, including what Jared Moskowitz just told us in two tweets months apart, DeSantis had personally rammed through a decision to use Publix grocery stores for vaccine distribution. Publix was used to help out with vaccine distribution, 60 Minutes insinuated, not because they are far and away the most popular grocery store in Florida, but because they had given DeSantis a routine political contribution last year, totaling less than 3% of what he got in political contributions for February alone. Alfonsi claimed she obtained these reports of political contributions, a dramatic word choice for publicly available contribution records. It's all theater. It's all, that's what kills me. It's like they're playing reporters, you know? They're like, oh, I'm on the DeSantis beat today, and I had to obtain these documents, and they're, let me tell you, they're a bombshell. And the scariest part, I'll say it again, those Trump-deranged moonbats who sit and watch 60 Minutes are going, can you believe this? This is worse than Watergate. Governor Ron DeSantis needs to be held accountable. Is there no justice? I'll continue with that in a little bit, but I do want to get your guys' take. We'll take more calls, 844-500-4242. In the next hour, I'm going to switch away from this for a little bit. I want to talk about the Georgia voting law. The outrage over the weekend had me in hysterics. I was just asking people, you know, like my Democrat friends, I was just saying right out, but what is racist about this law? What part of these restrictions do you find racist? And you know what I would get, Jared, the typical, oh, it's so racist. But how? Let's drill down on that. Tell me more. I want to know. I want to be enlightened. We'll get into that. The MLB, the Masters, Keith Olbermann, ugh, all of it. So don't go anywhere. 844-500-4242. The Biden administration's policies and executive orders are already causing some economic disturbance. Tax laws are going to change. I actually have a whole story here on tax laws all over the country and how they're changing. And also some interesting stories about the Biden family using some loopholes, Jared. I don't know if you've heard about this, but we'll get into that. Your tax burden on selling real estate will grow. Don't get caught flat-footed and squander the equity in your real estate built up over years or even decades. Sell today with J.J. Manning. For over 40 years, J.J. Manning has been the leading auction house in New England. From high-end homes to estates to commercial properties throughout New England, J.J. Manning can get your property sold fast and contingency-free. There is a big reason why Mass Lawyers Weekly voted J.J. Manning number one for four consecutive years in a row, because they have a huge following of bidders who pay cash. When you sell with a broker, you pay the commission, but in an auction, the buyer pays. I also talked to Justin Manning, and he said a lot of this too is that you want to have somebody there who knows what they're doing. A lot of people are going, oh, well, it's a seller's market, so why don't I just do it myself and avoid, you know, any extra people? But you might leave some money on the table that if you have an auctioneer with you, you will get. It's a really treacherous time in the real estate market. Some sectors are at all-time highs. Others are losing ground. So don't wait. Joe Biden might destroy this sector of the economy. I mean, I don't doubt it. You know, I really don't doubt that he could destroy anything he puts his mind to. So make sure you hop on this now. To learn more on how to get your property sold fast, contact Charlie Gill at jjmanning.com. With over 16,000 sales and satisfied clients, you can be the next one. Call them today at 800-521-0111 or go to jjmanning.com and get your property sold. Call in, guys. I'll be talking about 60 Minutes. And I also want to circle back a little bit to the Hunter Biden, because they had that Leslie Stahl interview. That's up there with my worst 60 Minutes moments. 844-500-4242. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Grace Curley Show. Grace Curley. She's here for the love.
Would I rather be feared or loved? Easy, both. I want people to be afraid of how much they love me.
I really, really hope that this edited cut from 60 Minutes is not destroying your faith in the integrity of Leslie Stahl and Sharon Alfonsi and all of these great journalists who are just searching for the truth. Okay? They're obtaining records for the truth. I have been thinking about this because the last time I was focused on 60 Minutes before this entire thing, which, quick recap, 60 Minutes is trying to make it seem as if Ron DeSantis only gave Publix the exclusive rights to the vaccine rollout and to giving out these vaccinations because they had donated $100,000 to his political campaign. That is not true on several fronts. Even a Democrat who works in the health department in Florida said, listen, he had nothing to do with it. It just made the most logical sense. And it's been debunked. That's, you know what? I'm not going to go through all the details. I'll use Joe Biden's word. It's been debunked. But so I'm thinking about it today, and I'm like, the last time I was really focused on 60 Minutes was when Leslie Stahl interviewed President Trump. And they did something interesting. They recorded the whole thing themselves, and then they released the tape. This was right, I think, around right before the election. And they released the tape themselves because they, you know, they know how creative 60 Minutes can be. It's really a it's a show full of artists. They're painting a picture. And sometimes they got to splice things up. They're all Martin Scorsese's at 60 Minutes. They really got to put their own spin on it, you know, their own vision. So they released their own thing. But the part of that interview, and, you know, Jared, we can play it on the other side because I haven't brought it up until now. But there was a part of the interview where Trump was really pressing Leslie Stahl and saying, let's talk about the Hunter Biden. And she couldn't do it because she couldn't verify the laptop. And she was laughing at him. Oh, we Jared, so fast. We actually have it. Go ahead.
I wish you would interview Joe Biden like you interview me. It would be so good. You know what?
You like this, I thought. I thought you
liked
it.
I don't mind it. But when I watch him walk out of a store and he's walking with a ice cream, and the question the media asks him, what kind of ice cream, what flavor ice cream do you have? And he's in the midst of a scandal.
He's not.
And he's taking...
He's
of course
not.
He is,
no.
Leslie.
Come on.
Of course he is. It's the biggest, second biggest scandal. So, the biggest scandal was when they spied on my campaign.
Now, she goes on to say that they can't talk about it because she can't verify the laptop. But that smug, condescending, no, he's not. Come on. It's burned into my memory. It's what I immediately associate now with Leslie Stahl, because all of Trump's supporters, which, by the way, is half the country, were sitting there going, what world are we in? Why is she gaslighting the president on something that we know to be true? And now guess what? Hunter Biden is promoting his book. And he's revealing a lot. Turns out, come on, man, a lot of it is true. And there's a little nugget in there about Parmesan cheese, which I think you guys are going to enjoy. We'll be back on the other side with more. This is The Grace Curley Show.